SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something that's seriously close to my heart, setting boundaries for good mental health. Because let's be real, life can get pretty overwhelming sometimes, right? You've got work, relationships, family, hobbies, it's a constant juggling act. And if you're not careful, those demands can start eating away at your peace of mind. That's where boundaries come in. They're like the invisible fences that protect your mental well-being. Think about it. Boundaries give you control over your time, energy, and emotions. They help you say no to things that drain you and yes to things that nourish your soul. And trust me, that no can be the most powerful word in your vocabulary. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways about setting boundaries that can seriously level up your mental health game. 1. Recognize your limits. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty? You know, saying yes to everything, then crashing and burning by the end of the week? That's a sign you need to recognize your limits. We all have different capacities for handling stress, commitments, and demands. Figure out what truly matters to you, and don't be afraid to say no to things that don't align with your priorities or values. 2. Communication is key. Setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. Practice saying no in a kind but firm way. You can try phrases like, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed to other projects right now," or, "I need some time to myself tonight to recharge." Remember, healthy boundaries are built on open and honest communication. 3. It's okay to prioritize yourself. Seriously, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Setting boundaries allows you to prioritize your own well-being. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. 4. Practice makes perfect. Setting boundaries is like any skill, it takes practice. Don't expect to become a boundary-setting master overnight. Start small by saying no to things that feel less important, and gradually work your way up to bigger commitments. Remember, every time you set a boundary, you're building strength and confidence. 5. Be patient with yourself. There will be times when setting boundaries feels challenging or uncomfortable. It's okay to have mixed feelings. Be patient with yourself as you navigate this process. Celebrate your successes and learn from any setbacks. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're invited to a party on a Friday night. You really want some downtime to relax after a long week, but you feel pressured to go because it's a friend's birthday celebration. You know deep down that staying in and having a quiet evening would be better for your mental health, but social expectations are whispering doubts in your ear. This is where boundaries come into play. Remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed? Well, here's how they can help you navigate this situation. 1. Recognize your limit. You need that downtime to recharge. 2. Communicate clearly. Tell your friend something like, "I'm so bummed to miss the party, but I really need some quiet time tonight to unwind after a hectic week. Can we catch up soon?" 3. Prioritize yourself. Your mental well-being is essential. 4. Practice makes perfect. It might feel awkward at first, but saying no will get easier with practice. 5. Be patient. You're doing great. See? By setting that boundary, you're honoring your needs and demonstrating self-respect. And trust me, true friends will understand and respect your decision. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, setting boundaries is a sign of strength, not weakness. It's about taking control of your life and prioritizing your mental health. Start small, be kind to yourself, and celebrate those no's. They're powerful tools for creating a happier, healthier you. Now, I want to hear from you. Head over to our social media pages and share how you're setting boundaries in your life. What are some tips or tricks that have worked for you? Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Daily Stoicism. Until next time, remember to stay present, focused, and fiercely boundary setting. This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.